Thanks a lot, buddy. I guess I know who my friends are, huh?
Pete, I'm not a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, if you'll excuse me, I got an appointment now with a guy who's not my doctor. He just enjoys checking my prostate.
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
You ever notice if they're not a well-known actor, then they have to be something else.
Right.
Actor, screenwriter,
actor producer.
Director, actor, producer.
Right. Especially if you're married to someone who's making like $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to seem like a failure.
Probably the only reason he hangs around anyway.
Probably so. Now, I'm assuming that while she's working, he's probably, I don't know, somewhere in the house. Now, I'm trying to think where he would be on the maybe on the treadmill?
No, he wouldn't be on the treadmill, no.
Maybe on his Lazy Boy?
No, you can't really lay down on the Lazy Boy.
Huh. Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, well, that worked.
Is that the theme song to that household?
Yeah.
That just plays
and you know
over
what?
And over in a constant loop?
Every time she opens the door.
Sports Radio. That plays.
That plays in her head constantly.
You hear the door open. Hey, honey. Hi, honey.
Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife brings home the cash. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It's The Hardline. Featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson.
Snake Order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
3, 2, and 1.
Is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is tied with Bailing Wire to America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Tuesday, and my, would you look at the time. After we were instructed by Deep Dish Danny to break on time today, buddy. Which really, I guess we must.
If we go right now, we'll be on time.
Did you guys go to break at 19 or something?
I don't know.
You have so little control over your show. You realize that.
It's not my show.
Yeah, it is.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Every time we go late for that, that's on Bad Radio's ledger.
What time does your show start?
Whenever they throw it to us.
Or over.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, whenever they go.
If they go over,
whatever
they say, the hard line is next.
3 o'clock.
No.
So what are we supposed to do if they go over?
Not 3 o'clock.
Just embarrass them on the air?
3 to 7. That's when
ideally, that's when it's supposed to, but
it doesn't always work out that way in the real world.
Now, if you notice, we're always out at 7 o'clock.
Right, because
I mean, we're mindful of the top 10 and Big Dick.
Right. And, you know, if this were Connected Dots Radio, we'd start at 3, but it ain't.
Okay. I'm just checking. I'm just trying to take up for Danny.
Okay. Mom, there's no reason to take up for him.
Well, he's trying to do you a solid, get you out on time.
Okay, well, nobody's indicting Danny. Nobody's got a problem with him.
You haven't heard us say one bad thing about Deep Dish.
Ham tossed. Yeah, nobody's got a problem
thick and
with
chewy.
Him. But the reason he wanted us out on time, and let's just go ahead and get out on time, because he's right, we do need a nice, long, big, fat segment to do this in. And we're going to do it next. It is the return of Bob and the Beatles. And that is next here on The Ticket.